Greetings and salutations. On this Monday, April 13th, it's a rainy, cloudy Monday. And last night I went out unexpectedly, of course. I'm dealing with stuff I haven't dealt with in years. And what is that? Well, when someone's in that cycle of addictive thinking and their addictive personality is completely taken over their life, all their addictions, and they've been there before, and they know that their bottom is soon approaching. And I was married to an alcoholic once, and my father is an alcoholic, and these are, to me, clinically diagnosed alcoholics, where they've actually gone to treatment, and someone said, your life has become totally unmanageable, and you need help. And I went to what is called Al-Anon, which is for codependent people, which is those people that, you know, are involved with an alcoholic or an addict. I have my issues with substance abuse. I abuse substances, but I am not addicted. I've been assessed, and I've not, you know, I don't meet the criteria. For, you know, it hasn't destroyed my life. It hasn't, I haven't had legal issues. I haven't had, you know, consequences for my addictions. Anyway, this person in my life, it's funny, because I tell my beloved everything, and he said he uses you for stability, whereas before, there was something more, but you know, you can't act on any of that, and so then you put the relationship in a different category, in a different box, and now I'm there for stability, and I'm there. And it's funny because some of the people around him are like, wow, I've never seen him, you know, calm until you show up. And I can keep him calm to a point, but it's because I've been emotionally where he's been, and our life's childhood are very similar. And I don't... When I look at him, I think, dude, you are acting like I did in my 20s. You know, where you're still trying to hurt the people that hurt you when you were little. And most of the time it's your parents. And that's what he does. He torments his father to the best of his ability. He had a chance to go for the Olympic tryouts back in 88, 84. I can't remember. It was 84. It was 88. Anyway, he was really, really good, and they just needed the money, and I forgot he had to travel overseas, if I remember. And the one time he had ever asked his father for money, well, the coach did, because it was an underprivileged, you know, boxing club. His father told him, no, because you're going to lose anyway, so why even, you know, bother going? He still harbors that, and I know I harbored a lot of shit from when I was a child, and sometimes I still do, you know, But I realized, like with yesterday, with dealing with my mother, I had to, and maybe I don't do it right, but I do it the best way I know how, so that I am emotionally stable. Because I do have my own issues and my own demons that I fight, and Once again, I haven't been clinically diagnosed. There was just suggestions, recommendations of, you know, counseling. But I did cut my parents off. You know, people, how can you do that? Oh my God, that's your dad and your mom. But you know, if you have negative people in your life, or you have people that are constantly putting you down or constantly making your life miserable, I didn't want that anymore. And I, once I got, you know, and I had a talk with my dad, and I said, you know, thanks for raising me, thanks for doing the best that you could. I forgive you for, you know, for hurting me. I don't hold you to any more obligations. Have a nice life, and I wish you the best. And my mother, well, I stopped talking to her for a while. Just because I couldn't. She's a little more fragile. And I talked to her, but I can only take her in small increments, because then it's too much of an emotional energy drain, brain drain from that cartoon movie, We're Back, the dinosaurs. But last night, I was afraid to leave him alone. Because all he kept saying was, I'm tired, I don't want to fight anymore, I don't want to do this anymore. And we all know, well, most of us know, that it's only, I think, three things that happen to an alcoholic. One, they go insane. Two, they end up in jail. And three, they end up dead. And four, they get cured. Or, you know, sobriety. And he's there at the crossroads, and he sees where, you know, the bottom is coming out. And he asked me something. He said, if I go into the hospital, will you come see me? And I he's got an appointment this week. And I'm really hoping that he can do this the second time around. Because he had sobriety for 10 years. And he said he was miserable the whole time, trying to be something he wasn't. And I said, well, you know, you have to do it for the right reasons. You have to do it because you want to do it, not because your wife says, well, if you don't do it, I'm going to leave. No, because you build up resentment, and, you know, you use any little excuse to, oh, she pissed me off and she hurt my feelings, and so now I'm going to go drink. I just hope that he gets the help that he needs, and I haven't had to deal with someone like this in a really long, long time. The other person that I dealt with was an ex-boyfriend for 7 years, off and on. I don't even know if he's still alive. I'm pretty sure he is, but he's an alcoholic and a drug addict, and it's weird because I'm not the woman that they would lash out at. My ex-husband, I would push buttons deliberately because I wanted out of the marriage and I wasn't strong enough to do it on my own. But anyway, those are just some of my thoughts, and I appreciate the listening. You don't always have to listen, because Lord knows I don't always listen, not even to myself. Later, Miss People.